Fiction, Tyler's Lumber by Laurie Stevens. Tyler dressed and ate his breakfast as fast as he could. Today was Friday, and he had a very special mission. Of all things in the world that a boy could want, a treehouse was what Tyler wanted most. He had wanted one as long as he could remember, but something had always stood in the way. One summer, his parents told him that he was too young. Another summer, they just couldn't afford it. The next year looked good, but time ran out. His father had been too busy with work that summer. But now, the summer of his 9th birthday, everything was arranged. Grandpa would supply all the wood. Mother had already helped Tyler save his pennies all year to buy the bright red paint for it. Father and he would build it tomorrow, and Cousin Hank would help paint it. Only one thing still needed to be done. Tyler had to find some way to haul the wood from Grandpa's lumber yard on the outskirts of town to Tyler's house on Elm Street. This was Tyler's project today. He had received a wagon for a Christmas present a few years back and hadn't played with it for at least a year. It had been put in the garage some time ago, and now it was loaded with old newspapers and magazines. Today, Tyler would clean it out and use it to haul the wood from Grandpa's lumber yard. In no time, the wagon and Tyler were ready to depart. The only thing left to do was tell Mother that he was going. He found her on the back porch with two laundry baskets and a pillowcase full of dirty clothes. "Oh, Tyler," she said, "I'm glad you're still here. The washer isn't working, and I need to take these clothes to the laundromat. I can't carry them all by myself. Would you mind helping me before you get your wood?" "Sure, Mom. We can load them into my wagon, and I'll pull it. That way your hands will be free for Darnin and Leslie." They were Tyler's younger brother and sister. It didn't take long to get the laundry finished, and Tyler was glad to help his mother, who was always doing things for him and everyone else in the family. After helping her carry the clean clothes into the house, there was still plenty of time to get the lumber. Tyler took the handle of his wagon and started down the street in the direction of his grandpa's lumber yard. After walking a few blocks, Tyler met Mr. Harper, an elderly man who had no children, but who had always been kind to the children in the neighborhood. He owned an old go-kart that he allowed Tyler to ride on the weekends in exchange for running errands for him. Tyler liked Mr. Harper very much. "You're just the person I wanted to see," Mr. Harper told him. "I need a favor. Yesterday, my fridge went on the blank and everything inside spoiled. I got it fixed this morning, but now I'm out of milk, and I'm afraid my old cat won't stand for that. Do you have time to run to the dairy for me?" Although he was anxious to get to the lumber yard, Tyler had always been taught to help a friend in need, and Mr. Harper was a friend. "Sure thing, Mr. Harper. Can I leave my wagon here?" "Of course," the elderly man handed Tyler money for the milk. When Tyler returned, he saw that Mr. Harper had filled his wagon with empty pop bottles. "What a surprise." "That's for running to the dairy for me," Mr. Harper told him. "I thought you could find some use for these." "Thanks a lot," Tyler called as he turned the wagon around and headed for home. All the way, he imagined what he would buy with the money he'd get for turning the pop bottles in for cash. He took the wagon into the garage and sat the bottles neatly on a shelf. Then he turned the wagon around and started off again. He'd only gone a few yards when he noticed his little brother crying. For a moment, he wanted to turn away. After all, it was getting late, and he wanted to get to the lumber yard and back while he still had sunshine to play in. But he couldn't go, knowing that something was wrong with Damien. Tyler went over to him. "What's wrong, Damien?" Damien opened his hand to reveal several nickels. "All the kids are waiting for the ice cream truck to buy an ice cream treat, but I don't have enough money." Tyler thought a moment. "I don't have any money either, but I know where we can get some. Come with me." Tyler and Darnian reloaded the pop bottles into the wagon. After they turned them in at the store, there was enough money for them and Leslie to buy an ice cream treat. Tyler did not eat his right away. He put it into the freezer so that he could enjoy it later after he was back with the lumber. Pulling his wagon over cement, grass, dirt, and even railroad tracks, he finally arrived at the lumber yard. With Grandpa's help, he loaded the lumber onto the wagon and tied it securely with a piece of old rope. All the way home, he sang songs he had learned in primary. He was very tired, and it was late. He knew that he wouldn't have much time left for playing, but it didn't matter. He was very happy. He had helped his mother, Mr. Harper, and his brother, and still had time to get the lumber. As he smiled to himself, he realized that this feeling must be why Mother always had a smile on her face, too. End of the article, Tyler's Lumber by Lori Stevens. Read by Paul Royal.